Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 10th day of March? I do hope so. Well, thank heaven, the beast from the east, that crazy cold snap which made parts of Europe colder than the North Pole, it's done with. Man, it was cold here. But can you believe it? Today on my walk through the park, I saw daffodils blooming. Hope springs eternal, as they say. The cold weather wasn't much fun for all the very, 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 very skinny women who were in Paris last week for Fashion Week, although, of course, they all had furs, poor things. I just want to feed them when I see them. What a weird calling to be a model in the West. Anyway, we had the César Awards this past week. The Césars are the French Film Awards, and the Best Film Award went to 120 Beats Per Minute, which is about AIDS activism. I am very proud to say you can hear an interview with the star of that movie, Nahuel Pérez Abiscayart, and he won, by the way, the Best Male Newcomer Actor Award. You can hear an interview with him with my colleague Rosalind Hyams when she was in Cannes last summer, where the movie premiered. It's on her excellent monthly program, Cinephile. Look for it on the RFI English website under Features.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Kitchen.
You know what that means. It's time for the main course, the quiz. And today, that is no metaphor, for the question was all about food. On the 27th of January, I asked you about a beloved French chef who just died. You were to send in his name, as well as how many Michelin stars he won during his long career. The answer is the three-star chef Paul Bocuse. Bocuse from Lyon came from a dynasty of cooks going back to the 18th century. Can you imagine? As RFI English reported, he died in his sleep in the room in which he was born on the 20th of January. Bocuse was so loved by his countrymen, there was even a moment of silence before a football match to honor him. My French husband, Xavier, was sad when he heard the news. Cooking really is one of the cornerstones of the French cultural identity. He explained to my niece, Shannon, who spent some time with us this past summer and a lot of time cooking with Xavier, we're not talking about food here. We're talking about roots and tradition, creation and imagination, authenticity and giving, journey and discovery, sharing and friendship, altruism and humanity. In short, art. My niece answered, "Don't you love WhatsApp? I don't even know what to say. Wow, from the land of McDonald's." So you see, vive la France. What a great country. The winners of this week's quiz are longtime yet new club member, Miss Matilia Yeesman from the Wave Surfers Association Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. Matilla lost track of her membership number, so we got her a new one. She wrote in that she was a big David Page fan, as so many of you were or are. Me too. I miss him in the newsroom. I forwarded your note, Matilla, to David, and he was so happy to have it. Thanks for that. Another longtime club member on the list this week, Zenon Tellis from the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India. There's McEdwin Ife Anyobi from Banjul, The Gambia, also an RFI Listeners Club member, as well as club members Rashid Damani from Silla, Algeria. Rashid always sends such colorful quiz entries in. Thanks, Rashid. And Miss Karobi Hazarika from Assam, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I have a wonderful question for you this week. It's my International Women's Day present to my sisters. Here's the question. Who is the woman you most admire and why? Again, write in and tell me which woman, she can be historical or with us right now, tell me which woman you most admire and why. As there's no right answer, I'll put all the answers in a box and draw out five. So, to your pens. Write in with the name of the woman you most admire and why. And by the way, everyone can enter the quiz. You do not have to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club or a member of an RFI club to enter, so please don't let that stop you from sending in your quiz answers. The only thing is, if you are an RFI Listeners Club member or the member of an official RFI club, you receive a premium prize. But everyone wins a prize when they win a Sound Kitchen quiz. We're inclusive. You have until the 9th of April to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on April 14th to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI club membership number.
Hello, this is Collins Kabali-Mwale from YAR-FM Radio in Kitwe, Zambia. You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International with Susan Owensby.
RFI clubs, don't forget there's a new Facebook group page just for you called, what a surprise, RFI English Clubs. Be sure you ask to join the group. There's a questionnaire you have to answer, and you must tell me which RFI club you belong to and provide your club membership number. Everyone can look at it, and we're already having fun with it, but only official RFI club members can post on it. On the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages this week, be sure and look for photos of Amir Manzoor and his fellow RFI fans, Web Visitors Club members in Kanpur, Pakistan. They took a recent trip to visit the Panjnad area in Punjab. Amir explained that this area is where all five rivers of the Punjab merge and said it's a beautiful place to picnic with wonderful fresh fish. Sounds great, Amir. Did you take a Sound Kitchen cake with you? And from lovely Mahesh Jain, a devoted teacher in Delhi, India, and the president of the RFI Club Delhi, there are sweet photos of his graduating students from the Government Talent Development School. Bittersweet photos, really. Mahesh wrote that although everyone is happy to be graduating, everyone is sad to leave each other too. At a special farewell ceremony, he wrote, all of us had wet eyes. This really shows a true bonding among us all and shows the relationship between teachers and students, which is very rare in today's world. I feel myself very lucky and blessed indeed. And so you are, and so are all good teachers. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in. And keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doro for helping me put the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with Leon Bridges, a song sent to me by another of my beloved nieces, this time Kelly. They try to keep their old auntie in touch with now music, the sweeties. Thanks, baby niece. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Wanna be around. Wanna be around, girl. Wanna be. Yeah.
taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I